Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Webben is with us too, ladies and gentlemen. John's a member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Content Launch. He's the author of Content Rich and also Content is Currency. He's got a new ebook out called Integrating Social and Mobile Content for Maximum Impact, and he's our good friend. John, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. You know, John, way more than a decade ago, I was talking to my audience about content and the power of content. And that was back when eyeballs was everything. Back in the back in the former millennia, back in the previous century, eyeballs were everything. And I said content would become everything one day. And that's come to pass. Social media has grown from being a craze into something very useful, and that's happened the last 3 to 4 or 5 years. But something that's happened since then that puts all three together is something that Eric Schmidt said Google would be more successful with than any other thing that they did, and that's the mobile, the power of mobile. And your ebook brings all those three together, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, here's the thing, Jim. You know, we all have our mobile phones. They're all smartphones now. And we're checking Facebook and Twitter on our smartphones, and we're going to YouTube and watching YouTube videos. So we've got this mobile device in our hand at any given time, and we're interacting socially. So it's really, you got to combine social and mobile with your business out there and make sure that you're using the power of both combined so you can have maximum exposure to your customers.
It's a small format PC.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
The only thing you don't do typically is create documents, create projects on it, but you sure can leverage a lot of information and content and power and contacts and connections. You can sure do that on it, can't you?
Well, there's two things you do primarily, Jim. You consume content, whether you're watching video or communicating,
checking email.
You're checking email, you're interacting and communicating. So those are two very powerful things that need to happen in order to foster a connection between you and your customers. So if you've got your customers with this mobile device in their hand at any given time, you have access to them 24 hours a day.
Right.
So that enables the connection.
Well, the way I've been saying this, John, and the way I've been writing about it for the last really 3-4 years is that there's something that's replacing competitiveness. Relevance, being relevant is replacing competitiveness. And by that I mean you can have a better price, you can have a better product. But if people who want to reach you over their smartphone can't get to you, then they're likely to buy from the person who charges more and doesn't have as good a product. But he is available to them. He's relevant to how they want to be connected to.
That's right. You got to be where your customers are. And where your customers are is they're holding that mobile device, that very powerful device, and you want to have some kind of level of attention from them on a daily basis, whether you're sending them an email or you're sending them a video through your YouTube channel or whatever the case might be. You have that access to them now that you didn't have 5 or 6 or 7 years ago.
Right. Well, there's no question about it. And I want to remind you folks, Eric Schmidt, I'll never forget this, John. Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Google, said 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, he said Google will be more successful in the future in terms of search on the mobile platform than we ever have been or ever will be on PCs, on the desktop.
That's right. There's no doubt about it. And within 1 year, Jim, there's going to be more people using their smartphones than PCs. So right there, that stat alone tells you that this is a one-way train here. The train's left the station. And if your site is not mobile-friendly yet, you really need to make that happen because If you don't have a mobile-friendly site, how are people going to find your site on their mobile phones? And number two, are you on Twitter and Facebook? Because those are the two of the biggest activities that people are using on their mobile phones.
More and more people are using their smartphones for social media activity, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. So you've got to have that Facebook page for your business, and you've got to be sending out updates, you know, once, twice, maybe three times a day, so that you can get that attention from your customers and share with them valuable tips and ideas, give them things that are free, some free content, and then build that relationship.
That's the thing right there, because on social media, crass commercialism lands like a thud, typically, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That's where this kind of marketing, social marketing, folks, is not generally accepted as much if it's crassly commercial as if it is you being a member of a community and contributing to that community.
That's right. You got to ask yourself, how can I help my customer today? What can I show them that's going to change their life just a little bit today? Not selling them my products or services, taking a step back and really asking yourself, what do they want to know about? What kinds of advice and tips and strategies do they want to know about? And I'm going to push that content out over their mobile phone.
I call that changing the tone of your marketing. Changing the tone from crass commercialism, which they expect. They expect in an ad, if they see an ad, if they hear a commercial, they expect you to have call to action, put your best foot forward, all that. But when they allow you into their communities, or they allow you, or they join your community, even if it's one you own and manage, your own community, not just a Facebook or you know something on your website, even when it's in that case, they still expect you to tone it down, don't they?
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
Tone down the commercialism and tone up the contribution.
No question.
Yeah. Can you tell us about your company, John?
Yeah, Content Launch develops content for over 500 companies around the world. We do e-book series and white papers, and we manage blogs. If it's content, we do it. We've got a team of 300 writers that I've hand-selected over the past 9 years. And we're busy out there doing the good work of providing great content for companies and making sure they have a strategy behind it.
Right.
So it's important to make sure you know what you're doing with this stuff a year out.
So if somebody says, okay, John, okay, Jim, you know, get off my back. I get it. I need more content, but I'm not good at it.
Yeah,
you can help. You help them with that.
That's right. We'll sit down with them and we'll say, okay, what kinds of content do your customers want? How can we produce this stuff?
Right.
How can we get it done today for you?
Yep. How do they find you?
Contentlaunch.com, like you're launching a launch.
I bet you have a mobile site too, don't you?
Yep, we do.
Contentlaunch.com. John Wibben and I will be right back after these messages. I'm going to ask John when we come back the difference between a mobile app and a mobile site. Which one do you need? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.